Mobile listening.
In 0TR, Mobile.
KO4 GPA, Mobile. Go ahead.
W2T sitting at home. Boy, and I heard HSX on there, too. Good afternoon. Name here is Tom. Station, go ahead.
And KB2HXS and Mobile.
GPA, I'm Mobile, too.
Out here that can give you a ride home. I was just going to say hello again, and yes, your daughter decided to let you get away from the house after you got things, after you did carry stuff down to her. And I got my radio relocated, so it's a little bit more handy than the way it was before. Anyway, I'll let you talk to the others. I've just gotten through with all this computer work, so I need to run a couple errands, run to the post office, and take care of a couple of other things. Talk to you later. N0TR in the group, W2T, I'm clearing you. And you can go ahead and pick it up, Tom, and then pass it around.
Okay, Rusty. Well, I hope they got all your electrons and covalent bonds straightened out there. Have a good day. This is N0TR, and I think it's David. Go ahead.
Correct. It is Dave, and you are correct. I'm just heading back to the house here. I'll be turning on 101 here in a second. Got to hit the old banky poo and then head back to the house.
KO4 GPA. Yeah, I was out here now, actually heading to the bank myself. I've been stuck in the house for about the past 3 weeks. We had the coronavirus that had me pretty well floored. I'm just getting out a little bit here now.
Wonderful you got over it. Boy, I'm telling you, we're just down here by that Pelham, I don't know the real name of it, Cancer Center, 14 Pelham. And there's a field out there that's big enough for GSP to land jets on just about, and it's absolutely saturated with people waiting to take that test with an average of at least 2 hours. Well, congratulations on getting over that, Jimmy. Go ahead, Dave.
Just got done repairing a heat unit, and I'm just heading home. I'm going to go and play radio from the house, try and do something anyway.
No joy, HSX on that, or yeah, if I got the letters in the right row. You were breaking up and in a bad spot there. Try again.
Spot. Wow. I said, I just got done repairing an AC / heat unit, and I'm heading back to the house to play radio.
Go ahead, Jimmy.
Dude, I just had a guy left the house. He's coming tomorrow to replace ours, so I got to spend about $8,000 tomorrow. That's why I'm heading to the bank today.
See?
In fact, that's just for the two units, you know, the inside unit and the outside unit, and replacing the feed register for the work stuff that brings the air back to the unit. That's not even including having that vet work. We'll probably do that next year.
Holy mackerel.
Out of the ordinary, I don't think. Go ahead, Dave. You can comment on that.
Not knowing the situation, don't know the size of your house and what unit they're putting in, it seems a little excessive to me, but I don't really want to pass comment.
Actually, not too bad. It's actually somewhere we know and everything. I know the units is going. It's 4-ton unit in a 2,800 square foot house with a lot of windows and glass and everything else. And so it's, and from other quotes and from what I've seen other people have in similar houses, this is probably about, it's probably a good, like I said, he gave us about $1,000 discount. And it's probably a good, so the guy work, he just had his done. It was $10,000 for his and with the same amount of work. So it's, I mean, it's fair price.
Is it a gas system or is it a heat pump?
No, it's a heat pump. We've been pricing it for about, we've been knowing we need to have it done for the past 2 years, and I've been pricing them on and off the past 2 years, and that's, and we, most things we found was anywhere from, you know, $8,000 to $11,000, and then with, if you were to have, with in the ductwork too, it'll probably be about another 5 or 6.
Okay. I really don't want to comment on the air. really don't want to comment, but I'm going to hold that. Over to you, Tom. KB2HXS Mobile.
Well, I didn't understand how much the ductwork would have been if you had to have it done. Jimmy, what SEER rating does that unit have on it?
This is the cheapest price that I've gotten, and it's basically pricing you apples to apples on the units and everything. I wasn't just going to just start there and just, throw out $8,000 to have it just to say, hey, go ahead and do it, but it, like I said, I've been pricing it for 2 years, and it's just actually cheaper than anything else we've gotten so far. I'm sure that it could be done a whole lot cheaper, but it's the best price we've gotten in 2 years, so.
Interesting in that, I just wondered what SEER rating it was. That sounds like about what most of these people with a fleet of trucks get, because they average about $300 an hour. But I just wondered, our unit was put in about 10, 11, 12 years ago, and it's a SEER 13. And if I go back with one, I think I'll go with the SEER 18, even though it might not be economically feasible. But well, it takes somebody like David to comment on that. Are they worth the difference, Dave?
16 SEER is about the average these days. You don't want to. If you go above 16 SEER, you're just spending more money than what you need to, really. It all depends on how tight your house is, how good your windows are, how much insulation you have. There's a lot of variables. I'm really having a hard time holding my mouth a little bit right now on the comments, but really got to be careful.
I ain't going to hurt my feelings, son. Go ahead.
No. I really can't, because I'm in the business, and I don't want to be out here saying the wrong thing about a company or getting myself in trouble. So I really can't. Any other comments, I would rather off the air.
I got you. I understand the business.
I wasn't even talking about his, David. I just was talking about the efficiency of different units. I have a friend that works for one of the companies, a big company here in town, and he put an 18 in, and they really sound fantastic. But there's a graph there, basically, that what you were talking about, to where it gets economically unfeasible. So that was a great comment that 16 would be a good area to go in. Hopefully I don't have to change mine for a while, David. I had in the last couple of years an evaporator change under warranty and a thermostatic expansion valve change, so I guess about the only thing you could look for now would be a capacitor, a contactor, or the compressor.
The only thing I could probably say would be something to the effect of the AC unit will only be as effective as how tight the house is, or how tight your bubble is. If you have leaky windows, if you have leaky doors, ductwork that's not sealed up real well, it doesn't matter what SEER system you're going to put in. It's not going to be as efficient as you want it to be. So that's why sometimes I tell people, don't need to go 23 SEER, don't need to go high SEER, and all this electronic stuff, because if the house is leaking, or if the house is anything, ductwork is not right, it's not going to work correctly.
He said he was doing, he was going to be going and reselling some of the ductwork, because he did see where a lot of some of the tape joint stuff were bad. He's going to go back and reseal and make sure everything is sealed up tight good on all the registers and all that.
They have this stuff from the plastic, which is
I think it's a two-speed compressor on it. I think it's a scroll, and it's R410. But I just tinker with thinking about it now and then. Anyways, David, thanks for your comment. They had nothing to do with another manufacturer or another person's business out there. And I think you're in the clear on that. And you've made that clear before. Well, we're getting along down the road here, passing a new car wash and a bunch of new houses they built down here on Highway 14. This is N0TR. Go ahead, Nick.
I apologize. I believe I doubled with you for a second there. I do apologize for that. Yeah, there is a product called AirSeal or Mastic, and they'll get in there, and it's like a, it's almost like a latex, it's a water-based type of thing, and they'll get in there and they'll seal up all the joints on the piping, or if it's flex or anything like that, they'll seal all that up nice for you.
Yeah, doing.
I think I'm going to step out for just a minute. You have a good morning. KAB2HXS.
Draw out an extra couple hundred for my New Year's present while you're there. Good hearing you this morning. KB2HXX in 0TR. Now go ahead, Jim.
I'm getting close to the bank here, too, over in Simpsonville. Going to be getting out here for around 1.5 weeks, going through drive through, but probably at center line. So it's good to talk to you again. I talk to you every now and then. This is KO4 GPA. I'll be back on here in a little bit.
N0TR mobile.
And haha.
Give you an attaboy, maybe even a star on the wall. I actually got by without going to the bank, but I didn't get by without spending a lot on the grandkids. I don't know if I did the right thing or not. They got a high-end gaming computer, and I think they're just as well off with their Xboxes. Yeah, I like to see them get their heads out of all of it. It's General TR.
Flogy, W22T.
Flat. I gotta watch this car here. They go around this corner here, 14 and Buncombe, I guess it is. And their turn signals do not turn off. And if somebody's new to this area, they just go along with the turn signal continuously running. You know how that is, Rusty. Well, did they discover your bad electron in that system this morning and get you all fixed up?
Oh, yeah. My computer, laptop, and my desktop now talk to each other again. I can transfer files back and forth without having to fight three wars and two battles and six skirmishes, that type of thing. So they've got it working, Well, I think I'm going to go in here, and I've got a little pizza over here in my freezer, and I'm going to take that little small pizza out, throw it in the oven, and I think that's what I'm going to have for lunch. So anyway, I just thought I'd come back in there and throw that at you. Went outside to see if trash people have been by to empty my trash can yet, but not yet. So catch you later. You and Bernice, be careful out there. N0TR, W2T. I'll probably catch you on the, I'll have the radio on, so I'll probably catch you later. W2T clear.
Well, it seems like there's sure a lot of traffic out here today. So we're at 864 South Buncombe, down by the Greer Hospital, I guess you'd say. It's the Prisma Health System now. And that parking lot is packed out there. That's not a good sign. See you in a little while, Miss N0TR.
Now, them lines for that test, yeah. I know when I had my test done, I was an hour and a half from when I was getting it done. And then, well, actually, the week before I had been, was testing, tested negative, but I was an hour and a half in that line, and my wife, she had her done, because she got it too. And it was almost 2 hours for her line. It's been, like, I know for at least 3 weeks, two-hour lines.
Daughter said, I'm going to switch lanes here. And, my gracious, that'd be really hard on us, my back and that. I don't like to sit that long at a time. It's bad, and I think I'm going to go home and move my chicken light again. I didn't like where I put it. First time, the photocell was in such an area that it never did get light enough there to, in daylight. So I inverted it, and now the light's shining up, and I thought, well, it'll reflect enough off of the ceiling. It's in an outside part of the chicken pen, and it didn't. There was a big old cat out there this morning, and I could not see it all that well. But he's lucky. He didn't go to that big cat heaven in the sky. He didn't bother the chickens. Had he done that, it would have been not good.
Actually, I'm thinking about getting some chickens up to come springtime. Actually, I want to do some chickens and some goats.
If you'll Google the Chicken Man, and he's up at Flat Rock. Now, his cost a lot more than what you would pay at, say, Tractor Supply. But you're liable to get 7 out of 10 bee roosters, too, there. Now, I think last year I seen where they had them that were pre-sexed, and so you could get hens or whatever. But if you go to the Chicken Man, he guarantees it, and we've bought there two different times, and they're 8 weeks old, and you'll get all hens.
I start putting out good eggs.
It's month, somewhere along in that line. You can Google that, too.
Somebody was actually doing it about what I've read up on them. And I wonder if they want to do some eggs, you know, for eggs. And I'll do something, I want to do, you know, some meat birds, too.
Well, the rooster's probably all right for that, too. But we didn't want any roosters, and they done fine. But the ones in the front half of the pen are about 4 years old now, and they're getting to where they just aren't going to lay much anymore. And right now, they're not laying anything.
What do you do with a chicken after it stops laying? Do you go ahead and put it down, or do you just kind of keep it as a pet?
Well, I'm going to be like HSX was about commenting on the HVAC system. I send them to that chicken heaven.
I got you. I understand.
There's ways you can do that. But I never waste anything. Always make sure the coyotes and the raccoons and that are fed well. But I haven't had to do that very often. We've only lost two birds or three, maybe three, in 4 years. And two of them got sick. And the other one was laying eggs that would just break apart if you touched them. They were so thin. And so I thought, well, maybe something's wrong with her. But you can keep them around for pets. A lot of people do. But I don't know. I'm getting tired of feeding them and not getting any payback out of them right now. So I guess the rotisserie chicken would be the way to go. But I can't do that either.
Doing pretty good. I'm pretty sure when I go do the meat birds, they won't enjoy it. They probably won't eat none of the chickens.
Farmer, that has no effect on her. And I was around the farms a lot and hunted and fished and ducks and geese and squirrels and rabbits and stuff like that. And the good Lord put them here for a reason. And that wasn't just to eat your food. This is in Gerald T.R.
Yeah, and that's what the animals all of them, for the most part, were originally put here for us, for us to, you know, provide for us, so it didn't really have a problem with it. You know, I do get attached to animals real close, but even, you know, and I know, got to eat, too.
You said to me the other day about you have to provide heat for them in the winter, a friend of mine, and we never have, and Bernice, they never did, and they were outside chickens out there on the farm. But we got a real nice house that our kids built for them. And then the other side, the other pen is basically one of those big dog pens. And it's got, probably a 4x4x4 area for them to go up and roost in. And I have timers on the lights inside, but they're just LEDs. And then their water is heated if it goes below freezing, there's a heater in the little water tank that turns on. So they're well taken care of.
We've always had chickens. How they do it, 150 years ago, when we didn't have all the conveniences and stuff, and they was able to keep them going then.
Sir, yeah, I put a timer, a cheap Harbor Freight timer, on the lights in the porcelain sockets inside the cage, and they come on like right now. They'll come on about 5:15, just a little bit before dusk. Gives them a way to get up on the roost. You got to give them a roost and get up off the ground. It's just their nature. And then it comes on about 5:00 in the morning and stays on till about 7:30. And you want to try to keep them awake as much as you can so they'll lay better. Now, if you want a hen house where they're laying like a factory, well, you're going to have to keep that at about 70 degrees, and I sure wouldn't want to do that when you can buy eggs for $1 a dozen.
Because eggs are actually pretty cheap. You know, it's not, you don't really save any much money from what I figured, doing your own, but you can get a lot better quality.
Like our big brown eggs, they are great, and you can tell the difference. But there's nothing wrong with store-bought eggs either. I know if you go down to Taylor's, to the Aldi's, and I don't know where you're located at, Jimmy, but they match Lidl's prices. How much are they down there now, Marissa? Huh?
54
cents. You can't afford to buy any kind of feed for that.
I figure $1.50, $1.60, something like that at a regular grocery store.
True. She keeps track of the prices. I try to tell her, don't look, just buy. But that's what my daughter says. Don't look at the prices. But the quality of the eggs at Aldi's is great. We've never had a problem with it. And I'm sure Lidl's is probably good, too. But the Greer store now, they don't match Lidl's prices. They're far enough away from them. It's not affected by it, I guess. But Taylor's, they match Lidl's dollar for dollar down there on a lot of things.
Random store, they was going one time. I know we got an Aldi over here, pretty close. I live over here in South Greenville, off of 25. But yeah, I never have actually went in one of the places. I need to check them out sometime.
Sure, Jimmy, and then they do have some things that are seasonal, German things, and but how much is their milk there now, Bernice? $1.15? Yeah, and their milk is great, and we buy 99% of our groceries there. And they're a great store. And the best thing about them is when you go to check out, even if there's a line there, you'll be 10 to 1 faster checking out than you will ever be at any other store around here. I mean, they are great. And those people go out there and stock their own shelves. They're in early of a morning, unload the semi-trucks. They get paid well. But you save a ton of money there, I can tell you that.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to run in the store right quick. I'm going to get off here. It's KF4 GPA. I'll be clear.
Okay. Jimmy, nice to talk to you. Well, their canned goods and all of that stuff, their bread is phenomenal. They have wine, which we don't drink, but they got it. And it's just a fine store and fine people in there is what we found out. And there are two of them up here by us, so we go there a lot. My daughter, she says, well, they don't have everything I want all the time. And so, well, that's fine, but you can always go across the street to Walmart and finish out. But I prefer to save the money if you can, and if it's good quality, who cares where you get it at, you know? 73, talk to you later. This is NZLTR.
GPA, I just happened to look right quick. The unit they're putting in is the 14 SEER.
KE4NH, Debbie monitoring.